Okay. Number two. One second, we go like that, and go like that. Okay, let's go. Okay, I think I left off with a question. I go back and do a lot of things we meant that I didn't. Omnum. At the end of the show, we're just going to do that, you know, just going to wrap something up, and then I'm going to go back and wrap things up from the beginning. I just wanted, because I left up with a question, I think. Omnom kishenimso inish bebeiro batero. And that probably is, it should be, could be feirish or something like that also. Befeirish probably is better. Bebeiro batero. Li'oise zehamaisa. Neid is a behechashu maisa also. As we said, it's two things. And we know just in the fact there's an Einish Kairis, we know there's an Ashola. Per se. And then he says, V'omnom noitzi behekish v'ashola b'shvil she's chazik lono asherish om lo onash and give me his here. It's just, you know, it's a it's to mekayim that Kabbalah, but it's irrelevant. Correct? Then he says something which is very odd. Oz his chayiv mishova v'yosa isa kores o Mrs. Bezin. It's mashlichi Mrs. Bezin the kores. Depends on us finding the asshole. So that sounds a little bit, you know, mamanushach. Okay? So I have an idea. The idea goes like this. I want to suggest that the Rambam interprets that in this cloud of Onesh Elin Kein Hizir, they're two dinim. And I'll tell you why. Okay? Because if you're quoting in Sefer Mitzvahs, L'cheira, the issue is an issue of Minyan HaMitzvahs, correct? However, if you're quoting it in the Pirush Mishnayis and Makis, in Perek Gimel, the issue is not at all Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's what Ram's interested in over there. He's interested in whether you get Malkus, you don't get Malkus, and how you get Malkus. Okay. In fact, the Rambam over there in the Chelek Rishon, he quotes this klal. Okay. So, I would tell you the following, okay? So, as far as Le'onish Elenkin his here, and that being a klal in Minyan HaMitzvahs, okay, we know from the Einish that there's an Ashola, and that's enough. However, if you want to give an Einish, then you need an Ashola. And if you look, it's very strange. The Rambam, when he quotes in Pirush Mishnayis over there, the way he quotes the halach of Lo'onesh Kein Hizir and explains it, okay, he says, Lefikach, that a person doesn't get Malkus unless there's two Eidim and Hasra. So what is it to do? It's like, you know, apples and oranges, okay? So I assume that he learns that for the purpose of the person doing the Aveira, the Ashora is important in the Mechayiv of Malkus itself. it's not only a rubber stamp to say that there's a to say there's a mitzvah over here. So then it could be the Rambam is betachas adiktuk. When he talks about minyan mitzvahs, he says the fact that we know that there's chiv kolos we know behechach there's an asholim minyan mitzvahs. However, when he's talking about not about the minyan mitzvahs, but he's talking about the einshim and the maisa aloch lemaisa, so then he says when we find the asholah, so then we're all set. That's what I would say. You know, I think the strength of this is that you would have said it anyway, even if you had the kasha. Okay? So that is the first. So that, I just wanted to end off the shayush, and now we'll go back and pull things together. Okay. Now, here, especially remember that Etzleinu is the Mesera of the Matik Yashmua in Minyan HaMitzvah. That's the way he's interpreting the Etzleinu, correct? That's why I saw a few of you a few times. Okay, so let's start from the beginning again, from the Hagdom. Okay, what do you call what the Hagdom or the Mikdama, this thesis, okay? V'roi gam kein Shechubar el Zeis Hagdomo, el Zeis Hagdomo, vihi shekol ma shechayov molov misas bezdin o kores hu mitzis loisese behechach. Okay. Zulosi pesach umilo shehein bekores v'afa pi shehein mitzis asei. Because the kilu, it's counted to the principle, but that's also k'moshe zochu betchilas v'seches mak mitkrisus. V'ein etzleinu betchilas v'seches krisus means the mishnah itself. That's l'chayur is referring to. It's the mishnah. It's not the Ram Pirush Mishnah. It's the mishnah. Shloishim v'sheish krisus b'teiro b'pesach v'amila mitzasei. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And also, you see that he's referring to the Mishnah from the fact that in Loisa said Kuf Sadivov, when he quotes his klal, he says, "B'tchilas krisis kishemona mechud v'kores, mona b'chol ha'mocha yom ha'kipurim, b'yushom shekol ma shechiyom ha'kores, hu mitzis Loisa said chutz mi'pesach u'mila." So, l'cheira, you know, it's the Mishnah, correct? It's not the way some people try to say it's Pirush. No, it's the Mishnah, okay. He himself says, you know. Okay. Now, and especially in the Pirush Mishnah, he's referring to the Chiv Kol Mechatas, not about this. Now, next, okay? Next point is important. Now, l'cheira, you would have said that every chiv kores has within it a loisase, by definition, except for Pesach Emila, is a kabbalah from Matik Yashmua, and that's the basis of this whole shayrish, correct? This whole half of the Hagdoma. So if I would ask you, the fact that Pesach Emila do not have a hazhola, is that also part of the Kabbalah? So what would you have said? Certainly yes, correct? Okay. That is a problem. Because could you imagine a sugya in Talmud Bavli having a discussion about maybe we should learn there's a hazhola in Pesach? Okay. From a Kal V'chaymer? And the Gemara asks a question, V'chimas Hirim in Adin? Okay. See, you couldn't imagine anything else, but if there's a Kabbalah, it doesn't make any sense. And the problem is, there's such a Gemara. Here it Yeah. So this is Vachim. Just one second. Here it is. Kuf Vavim Rav. Omer Rava. I kasha. Li ho kasha li. Ho this not Pesach u mila mitzasei. But taste of a kavacha mi moisir. Ma moisir shaloi onash. He's here. Okay. That's nice, huh? Where if you leave it over the night, you only have a hole. There's no chiv kores. Ma moisir shaloi onash. He's here. No onash because it's on my web. Okay, lo onash. He's here. Pesach. Umila Shaonash Eno Dinshi he's here. Omravashi Amitla Shmaite Kamadav Kahana. The Omalimi Moisela Asya Dikala Mifuch Mala Moisha Kane Lotakona. But without that, you know, it's a problem. We love it. And Ravashi can't they're not his own, but they are the Baal Mesera. Problem. Okay. So unless you include this, no, it just happened. I'm just a little bit odd, correct? Because once you have that, so you know, how do you make a statement that the Chiv Kolis itself is that unless there's such a Messiah, how can you play around with it? I'm confused. Okay. It's a reasonable question. Correct? That's question number one. Now, this is going to be a lead-up. I'm not sure I'm going to get to it this week. It's clear to me that even the cleanup over here, because I was working the whole try to cleaning up everything over here. And the next thing, Blined, is the mitzvah shnoshim achayiv, the end of the thing here, Blined. If you look over here, he says, Ve'en etzer b'shum ponim, mitzvah say zulosom, she's chayiv, oiva olea koyos, kosh kem is best. We discussed the kosh came, but kol ma shebo kosuv batero shemisha osa ma'isa ploni yehorig ois chayev kosh yodanu beemes bebiro shemaisa hu muzim imenu shu b'leisase. See here, the important observation is, which we're going to go on. I don't know if we're going to get to it more this week or maybe next week, Blineda. But the Rambam stresses that the Chiv Kolis is written in the Torah. Okay. Now, you could have used it and wedged it to interpret the lines that I was speaking about last week. Okay. But you shouldn't do that. Because that line, I must say, you know, if you were close in Kapach, it doesn't exist. And it was not translated properly. And the way the text reads over here is just, you know, it's just now I'm going to, let's start over here. Now, okay. So he says, no, here until he were okay. Then, let's see now up here. One second. One second. Oh, here's the top. One second. Vine. Pomim misbaya bakosu bazhola. Velo nisbaya ha'onish, right? That velo does not exist in Kapoch or in the Arabic as far as I saw. So hine pomim his baye bakosav asholo. Okay, what does it say? Kapach.
Of milvad bir haonish.
Milvad not only the asholo, but also the onish. Milvad, it's both, correct? Correct. It's not the way he translated velonis bar onish. That don't make no sense. Excuse the double negative, but it's very confusing, correct? Then he puts in another word, ufamim. So like, kilu, it's clear that there are two different cases over here. That pomim is not in kapach at all. Ho'oinish, now in v'yiyeh, he says, v'yiyeh ho'oinish niska v'ashora niskeres. It's not another case. It's not. I was scratching my head last week. Okay.
Yes, so we said it wasn't a problem.
Yeah. No, you said what?
We never had the problem because we had the kappa.
No, I asked you, and you told me.
No, I told you it's all one thing.
Okay, I didn't understand what you were saying because I was very confused. I was sitting work. Look, I wanted to know. I worked it because I thought you said it was in the text. I didn't bother looking, and I had old shtickle tail to try to be yashiv it. Okay. But then, I looked at the text. They say, this doesn't exist. Okay, this is very important to make an emendation over here because this is completely confusing. Okay, now I was very confused. Okay, now that is the end of this. Now next. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now we're next. Okay. Now, just a point. Okay. Now he continues and he says, Ufamim loydisbal, he says, Avo asherish etzleinu, this is the eco, whatever you want, etzleinu, etzo, the bali, it's a sherish again in matiki ashmu minina mitzis, correct? It's not a sherish about how you give malchus or whatever it is, correct? It's a sherish in minyanah mitzvahs. Sherish is leinu, le'onash, ha'kosev elen kein hizir, correct? Okay. V'efshe mi'bilti heyois la'zholo, l'chol mishis chayiv olov oynish. So wherever there's an oynish, which oynish you have, we're talking about the oynish of kolos amises, Bezdin is there's going to be an asshole, correct? So there's a Magid Mishnah, okay, that talks about, when the Torah talks about the lav of Behemoth Tumeya, it talks about a Behemoth with Simon Echot. It doesn't look like a two Simon, missing two Simon. And the Asay, okay, the Asay is about two simonim also. So the Magid Mishnah says that we have no problems, because since it's mefurish, in such a case you can make a kal v'chomer. Okay? So comes the Mishnah Melech and says it's based on this. It's an Asherish. So I thought that that's, impossible because Asherish is about the ownership of kolos, and it's not about anything. It might be, it's an issue about how your moina mitzvahs and how you make hasholis in mina mitzvahs. Here is an extension, a question of extending an hasholah and reinterpreting the hasholah, and also an issue. It's not only extending and reinterpreting, okay, but it's also something else. It's what it's based on is that you should assume that there's some parallel structure between the Asay and the Lois Asay, which might even be based on Shorosh Shishi, where he has three types of Asay and Lois Asay, and some are congruent, and maybe means it's congruent. But this has nothing to do with that, okay? And I saw one of the Achreinim say it mefurish, and it's 100% true, I think. And the Mishnah Melech, it's usually, he's very, say
Chesed. Onish means kores and misa, and that's it.
That's what it means. Yeah. That's all it means over here. And he's very careful about that. It's not misa de shemayim. Correct? It's only because there are cases of misa de shemayim that zechir. It's an isaseh. Okay? Shaloch tziadayim vaglayim. Okay? Now, so that we're okay with this. Okay, now Now we have that. Let's go to the next point. Okay. Okay. We did something last week, okay? We mentioned something. This Rambam says, Oinesh Shamanu Asho Minayin, correct? And we said this Lashon is said over here. It's very careful how you use it. And Lamanu is different. We don't know the difference, but you know, it's very strange. Rambam himself quotes in Minyan HaMitzvah, a whole different story. See, here's the problem. It's like this. You find the Lashon of Ina Shomano as Ho Minayin, Lagabi Achise, Mina Ava, Mina Aim. Okay. And it's Chayvi Krisis, okay? So it's okay. And the Gemara says there, equates it to Vechimashiru Mina Din. And this creates a logical problem, because how could the Gemara say Oinesh Shamanu as Ho Minayin and have a discussion v'chimasiru min adin? Okay, so I'll read it to you, and we'll look at it. We'll see what happens. Bli neder, here it comes. Here, Makis Daf Hey Omid Beis. Omaloi li maritonu abenu shein oinshim in adin. The sanya ish ki yakach es achise bas ovu ibas imoi. Ainli alabas oviv shle bas imoi. Uvas imo shle bas imoi vi obas oviv binayin. Tamaloi ma elvas achise gila. And that's how we know the oinish. Oinish manu. As hominayin, Talmud loyma elvis achis bas ovicho ibas imcho. Ainli ala bas oviv. Shaloi bas imoi, ubas imoi, shaloi bas oviv, bas oviv, ubas imoi minayin. Talmud loyma elvis bas aches ovicho, muletis bais, muletis ochicho ovicho achis chohi. Ad shelo yoyma, yesh li min adin. Ma im huzo abas imoy, shelo ibas oviv, uvas oviv, shelo ibas imoy, bas imoy, bas imoy, bas oviv, lekol shekein, holamadato sheim asiru min adin. Okay, and it talks about Shamanu, okay? She could, in other words, the question, how serious are you going to take it? You could say that the Shamanu is, because we know it's really a setup, because we know that there's going to be, and here you don't. But you see, here is not the classical case. You see, according to the Rambam, the classical case of Shamanu is a setup that it doesn't make a difference, use Yud Gimel Midas. Okay? So here, you have options of saying, Bas Ov, Bas Imo, the Achrinim, which Emet Hashem will talk about. I don't think we'll get to it this week, Bli Neder. There's a business, by the way. It's Mufurish, some Achrinim talk about that maybe it's not Mufurish, and the Achrinim say, maybe that we only say it Lagabi Krisis, but if there's Nafkin and Malkus and Korban, it should be different, you know, and maybe you can apply it over here. But you know, even if you do that, you're basically saying you can't apply on the Shamanu. And if you can't do that, so, you know, the Gemara, unless it's a very odd Gemara, unless you say that Oinu Shamanu Asho Minayin is going on the first half, and since the first half is A-OK, it doesn't make a difference. But it's a little bit odd, okay? Now, so I'm not sure how bad that is. Now, here comes something even more interesting, okay? More interesting, less interesting. Here we go. Now, ukshleis bar ba ashor min akosuf min kosuf. Yilmadu oisay behekish min hekeshim atoroyim. Okay. Kmo shizochu ba ashoris makal ovi imoy umake ovi imoy. Asher nos bar ba kosuf klal. Shleomo leisakal ovicho. Leomo leisakal ovicho. Achiv amisa mishi hiko kilo. Yodanu she mitzis leisase. Fuyutzi onu lehem ulahadoimim lehem washo bimokom ache b'derech hekish. What is b'derech hekish? It means midas ha-Torah. Okay? Did I point out last week the Ramban's Ha'ola on this or this? Did I go into this? Because if I did, I just want to go. I want to talk about it, but I want to go further. Did I speak about this? Okay, so let's start. I didn't want to know if I start from the beginning. I'm not sure what I added, what I didn't. I apologize. Okay? Okay. So here, you could have said a priori that even though you have Azhor. Alav miyuchad leklola shekol kol yisrael, the same thing hakol, but let's talk about klola. Okay. Loisakal cheresh, which is kolel kol adam. Okay. We'll see. From mina mitzvah, this is kolel kol adam. So Mamela, the din of Leon Shinkin his here can convert and still leave it as a law for Kol Adam and also use it peculiarly as a ashora for Ovein. There's no stira. Okay? And Leon Shinkin's here is not only that you have an ashola, but it's a peculiar ashola for Ovim. That's why he starts out. He says, "But Torah didn't say lo sikaleil ovicho, or didn't say lo sake ovicho. It's not enough alav akilo." Okay, correct. That's also major, correct? Because you could have said lo anish kim hizi. You need an ashola, but you know the oinish is the chen oinish mefurish, and it's specific. So that's also specific. Now, similarly, you'll see this in here. The kivet shaklal in lois sesamuch, kivet shaklal who lo onush elin kain his here onu chikim al ashora behechach. V'yesh shehi nilmedes v'achas min amidus, v'yesh shehi b'chlal inyan acher, k'mo shi beyond the bagdomus. It could be it's part of something else. Okay. So, what does it mean, shi b'chlal inyan acher, k'mo shi beyond the bagdomus? So you would have said that this is referring to Tiov, Ritav, to Makal Aviv, because you can learn it out without Midas HaTorah, it's Bechlal, the broader Lav. Okay? And this Klal in general, there's Mechayiv Ashom Ruchedis, you also see in the in the Pirush Mishnayos and Matnis. So it's like we spoke about this already. Okay. And then you would have said, that's Pshat Minyan HaMitzvah, so Shin Yud Zayin. He is on a Mekalel, Eze Ish, Shiyi, Am Yisrael, V'omo, Lo Yisakal HaChei, which is anyone and everyone. Hine Kvar Nisbore B'cho, Shemi Shikal HaChaveroi, B'Shem, Oive B'Lav, Echod, V'hu Lo Yisakal HaChei, Shemi Shikal HaDayin, Oive B'Shnei Lavim, umishi kalil nasi over bish is sholish, okay, because it's nasi, I guess also a dayan and whatever, correct? So it means the assumption over here is that there's a separate lav called Adam beyond the separate shem of dayan, correct? And but the lav applies to kol adam, correct? Mikan omru yesh midova medaber dova echod. He's speaking one thing. That's a klala. V'chayiv olov mishum arba advarim. Ben nosi shikil oviv chayiv olov mishum arba advarim. Mishum zekal cheresh, mishum haav, mishum dayin, mishum nosi. So it means, correct, that this lav applies to Aviv also. Okay, now, so it's very clear that lav kos kal cheresh includes Aviv also. Okay. Now, in Shin Yud Ches, which is the lav of Kilas Aviv, he says like this. By mitzvah shin yud ches, he shis hilnu shloi the kalil of the aim. Ulam was horo hine lo his bayir because of mavur. It's not mafurish. Lo omo lo sekal lo vicho. Okay, exactly what he says over here. Avokodem lono. Kibo hashoro mikilas kol ish mi Yisrael v'zekol ho'av v'zulosay. So means the lav is being used for both, correct? And that's what he meant over here. B'chlal inyan acher kamo shibanu b'akdomus v'yeshi he b'chlal inyan acher. It's not when you give midas b'chlal inyan acher. And that's then what he says in Hilchos Mamim in Perek Hei Halacha Beis. So it's the law of the applies to all of it. It's the call of the Yisrael. Okay. So then, this the Rambam answers the Rambam learns the Rambam like that, but says it's impossible. In the Ramban, in the Hasogas, the Shin Yud Ches, v'ani oimer kivon shehasholos ha'ovos b'kolo u'b'akol lo'ibo eleinu eli minei shehem b'chlal Yisrael shehuzo al kulam afa pishegoza be'elu oinish ache einam minios nimnus la'atzmon ki ein cheshbeinenu b'oinshin ele b'lavim. It's a cheshbein for lavim. It's a chmufushit mo'am makis. And it's an amazing thing. Because Leon the King here, the Ram says that's good enough to put in the Cheshbon for Lavim. And he's learning in the Rambam that the Oynish, and that he says, She'ein el alabim nemom b'chal kodem. She'ein kodem o av v'zulos. You can't hechim no ishim echod echod. So you can't do it. The problem is the Rambam switches around and in the middle of the Azhorah for V'imoy, he quotes even before we thought about this, okay? Let's go back to the text of the Rambam over here. What does he say? Hina yadanu shehem mitzvahs leisa sev yotzionu lehem ulahadim lehem ashomi mokam acher b'derech hekish. So what's b'derech hekish? It's a midas hatera. So it's very clear, right, that the Rambam, the way he says it over but he says explicitly in Leisus HaSamuch, that in the Hakdomos, the Yeshi in the Medes Biachas Amidos, the Yeshi he Bechlau in Yinacha Kamoshi Biana Bakdomos. So we don't know what happened over here, okay? But the amazing thing is the Rambam in Minyan Mitzvah says himself, because at the beginning he says that it's Kul Odol, and then he quotes Baba Matzino. Okay? In Shin Yud Ches. Okay, which would support this interpretation. But you see, he says something, this and says that. Now, you know, I'm not trying to answer any questions, but I think that the points are clear. Because he says at the end, towards the end of La Shin Yud Ches, over Mechilta Omru Mekalo V'imoy Mosyumo Shemanu Ashoro Oine Shemanu Ashoro Minayin Tamaloyma Elokim Loisakalil Im Dain Hu Avicho Hari Hu B'chal Elokim V'im Nosi Hu Avicho Hari B'chal Nosi V'im Bur Hu Hari Hu B'chal Loisakal Cheresh. So he's limiting it to Bur. Okay. Hari Atadon Binyanav Mishloshton, alatzara shova shebehen shehein biamcho viatomuzal kiloson afovicho shebiamcho atomuzal kilosoi tzara shova bina. Okay, that's midas ateya. So I understand that. Then he does it again. Of a siflo ki ish ish ashi kalis oviv. V'es imoy oine shomanu as ho minayin tamloimo elakim lo sekalo k'moy aloshim mechilta, and he means that the mechilta that the sifro also is meira that it's a drasha, and that's a sifro in pasuk gedoshim most you must beskilo oine shomanu as ho lo shomanu tamloimo elakim lo sekalo hari adon bebinyanav mi benayin mi ben mi bin mitzlosh shloshton. So you have anything you want over here, but it's an amazing thing. Because he says himself over here, he says it, and we don't know if he didn't even say it. And when he talks about himself, he has both options. So whether there were emendations or what he didn't amend, I had no clue what happened over here. But I think the point is very clear. Okay? I'm not sure others pointed this out, but I think the point is very clear. Okay. And the truth is the same thing you have in Shin Yud Tes. Because he starts out with the Kal V'chomer in Shin Yud Tes. He she's anu maki of vima. Lois bae gam came bakosuv as holom yuchedis, mize avzocho inish, the oma maki of vimo yumos, lomadu as holom, maki of vimoi, adelshamalis in the kalov, vizekik valbianu, mitzashlish meois, shonu, mushom, al koyish me Israel, shola koise, the oviv, bechlau, correct? So that is the exact same thing he said at the beginning of Shir Yud Ches. And then he does the same thing. Mechilta. Loshin Mechilta. Mako v'imoy mos yumos. Oine shamanu asho lo shamanu. Talmud lo ima. Aboy miyakenu lo yosef. Varidvom kal b'chayma. Imi shemetzuv lakoisei, hari hu muzo shel lakoisei, mishezuv shel lakoisei. Dinu shehei muzo shel lakoisei. You know something? It's a kal b'chayma. It's nothing to do. Okay? So the same problem, the exact same thing he does in Shin Yud Ches and Shin Yud Tes. I have the following point, which is not germane over here, but it's germane on this sifra, very important for us. What does the sifra say? How do we learn out the aschor for make of the imoy? From what midah for midah satera? Kavuchima. Now here is a major problem. It's chamafush sifra, correct? Is another way to interpret the sifra? There's no other way, correct? There's another way? No other way. Yeah, correct? This is right? Comes the Ramban and Sherish base, and this is a very important point. You see, the problem is the Gemara is mashma like him, okay? Because the Gemara, I think, in two places, maybe some Psochim, or maybe certainly in Zvochim, but to see exactly where else it might be, because the Gemara asks the question, V'chimas hirim min adin, and the Gemara has either a gzeirut shav or a hekesh. Okay, so comes Rashi, and Rashi says that it's not a peculiar issue about kal v'chaima, but it's a peculiar issue about gzeirut shav and hekesh as mefurish b'kra, a new cloud. Okay, comes the Ramban and says that it's the each midas hatera, the way the Mesira has its own particular dinim, and in the midas kal v'chaima was said ein masir min adin. Even though you can use other midas hatera to derive ashara, but you can't use kal v'chaima ein masir min adin. Okay, that's the es in the Rambam, because the Rambam learns ein masir min adin is all midas hatera. Well, I want to tell you that it is true, the Gemara is a mashma, not like the Rambam. But this Sifra supports the Rambam. Correct? Okay, it's an important point. Correct? And it wouldn't surprise me, okay, that with the Rambam in general is chooses the Lashon of the Sifra with the Gemara, because the whole stamped Sifra is the Lashon from the Matiki Hashmua, okay, or Sifra, Sifri, whatever it happens to be, so you can learn that, that's the way. Yeah. I don't know anything, but, you know, you have to factor the Sifra into the issue. Okay, I thought that I shouldn't, even though it wasn't germane to this, but, you know, I couldn't let it go, okay? Now, next. Here we have, now, I just want to talk about how this plays itself out, how this works itself out. And I guess this will probably go, I'm not sure if we'll go to the end and we'll get further over here, but this is an interesting issue. You know, there's still a lot of work to do. I'm not sure, at least, I think I try maybe to spill only maybe half the next week's shiur. We'll see to go on. We'll see, but believe me, we'll see what happens to that. I think so far everything is very germane over here to what we're talking about. Now next. So we have over here, it says, Hine yodanu sheimitz loisaseh v'otziyaru lehem v'adim mehem mimokam achre b'derech hekesh. Correct? So this observation that we use a lava kilo, which a priori is kilo, okay? See, it's the same, but it's different. Okay, we have to see because I guess maybe the Rambam in the broader sense is the same. You see, you can have sometimes that the lav actually includes X, and it's used for Y also, okay? But it's not, it's the lav is about Y, but Y includes X, so it's used for Y and X, okay? But there's sometimes that you could stretch the lav, but a priori you never would have said it, but you're stretching it. Okay, you're stretching because ain oinish em kain el el im kain ain okay, you can imagine those two scenarios. So if I ask you about Maka of Ve'imoi, okay, or oopsie. Just 1 second, oopsie. Just 1 second, sorry. This okay, it's okay now. I'm back. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. See, you can imagine two scenarios, correct? You can imagine two scenarios. You can imagine a scenario where the lav logically includes it, which you would have said imaka over the imoy, and you could have imagined that would have stretched the imagination because of leonishkin hizir and includes it, right? But you wouldn't have equated them, right? So let's just search and see what we have and see if the Rambam is equating them. That's a very strange thing. Let's start like this. Let's just say you're Dalit. Okay? He, she, he'll know meheshova b'avodizoro v'afil lo yivdeho. Just take a shvua to an avodizoro. Even for the yivdeho avodizoro. Okay? Come on, because you have a sichsuk between a goy and yourself, and he wants you to make a shvu in his get. Okay, go shvi anu lono be omrum loisash biu glagoy biu osay. Okay, who omu yis ale v'shem Elohim achirim loisas kiro. Okay, correct. We find this hashora also, I'm just telling you that, we find it by Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah. Because there's an Onish Miuchod for Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah. And that's Chavov. He, she, his, hanu. Misnabe b'shmo, v'hu sheyoyme sheakel tzivou la'avoid oiso, o shehi ba'atzmo tzivso b'avoidosa, v'yad egmur v'hefchida me'oynish. It's not our Indian, of course, what's that important? K'mo sheyachashu nevi abal nevi asher. Okay? That's not the important thing for us, okay? That's not the important thing. Okay. Now listen to this. V'leibo ba'kosu v'azhom v'eres miuchedes b'zeh ho'inyin k'loima azhoros misnabi b'shmo avu hisbaye ba'kosu ho'inesh v'don b'misa ala misnabi b'shmo v'omisa ala v'ashe yidabe b'shem Elohim achirim. Umeisa noviahu. So it's a chiyu misa, correct? V'zeis ha-misa b'chenik. So he has to be very explicit about it. Okay. L'fi shehusam ha-sherish etzleinu shkom misa mubatoris tam chenik. Very nice. U'kfa yodato ha-sherish shebi'alti l'cho b'sherish ha-arbo oso min ha-shua shemakrid min lozeh lozeh ha-maima. He's referring very clearly to what's going on here. And he's referring to the 14 shurish itself, not as the Akdoma, okay? It's not V'tiye, o ashoi shaloi, me omroi, v'shem Elohim achirim lois askiru. V'enoi nimna, listen to this, heyois, lav echod, mazir dvorim rabim. It's not a problem. Why? V'loyia mishpotoi, mishpot lav shebukolos. Okay. Kishis bayo einish, what lav shebukolos? Is lav shebukolos l'chere like the min sheni? We have many things in the lav. Okay. Ha'einish b'chol in v'inyin. Okay. Correct? See here, you know, if you would have asked me, I'm not sure, you know, how does Shem Elohim Achim Lo Yiseskiru, that's also Lav to Misnabe? Because I mentioned the Shem of the Getchka. Yeah, so the question is, it's like Oveim? We don't know, you know, you could have, correct? Now, okay. However, he says that since each one has its own einish, that's enough. You have to see what that means, okay? That's very important, okay? Now, Shin Tezvov, Hishis Ha'an Mikalo Adayin, V'Omo Elokim Lo Sikalo. What's the Elokim? It's referring to Adayin, correct? But this is also the Ashor of Bikas Hashem in Samuch. Hishis Hinu Mirikoy Hashem Agodo Yis'ale. So, is it the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is it the Shem of Adayin? L'chayra, that's more than a push to stretch. See, you know, if it's not a B'Shem of Adazor, you know, you can, you know, you can be flexible about it, but here there's no flexibility. Even the Rav, I think I'm mistaken, I think he was afraid to say Elokim lo yiskal because referring to Elokim needs about that scale, but it's not referring to the Rebbein Hashem. It's only because Elokim is therefore he's called Elokim, but it's not. It's really not the Rebbein. You know, it's not. Okay. Imasha Omu Hakayif. Okay, good. He, she's handling the Kriv Hashem Agodo, Yisala, Mashiyoim Akriv from Ilu Rav. Vizehu Ainin, Shiakenu Oisei, Babikas Hashem Yisala. Oma Moinish, Leval Lavze, Hine Mavua Batero, She Sokil, Loma Yisale, Venukiv Shem, Hashem Mosumos, Rogan Yugamu Boy Koleda, Vula Mashora, Hine Lebo, Bakosu, Vashora, Mukhedis Bze, Hoavoy Lavade, Avabo Asho Kileles. See here, it's a little more difficult to say. That it's the exact same thing as Ovein, correct? However, if you look at Mitzvah Sei Samuch, he's talking about Birkas Hashem. Beda, Shein Yois, Hamin Hazeh, Min Ashoz, Kril Shnei Dvorim, Leishleisho, Ainu Min Lav Shebakolos. It's not like the Min Hasheni. It's explaining why, since an oynish, correct? Now I'm going to skip a little bit. Then he says, "Uba'avur, ayoyika, whatever it's all, loyonish, ayoyisa ika, shaloyonish, and kin hizir, nechapis achas ho behechach, ufom yotze behekish, ufom yeh bechlal tov acher, kmo shebi alnu bagdomos. See here, lechera, he's equating it to kibud aveim, even though you wouldn't necessarily. Okay? Now, okay. So here, l'chira, what you have is an amazing thing. You have kilo a combination of two shloshim coming together to be kivei something. Because he makes a point in all of them, in Shem Elohim Achim lo yisaskilu, okay? And in Mekal Dain, this Malkus. If this Malkus, we know for sure it's she, that you can't have a Malkus because of this per se, independent of everything, unless it's a separate lav, okay? Unless it's the same Malkus for both, okay? That's no Mavusha. But here's not the case, because there's no Malkus for the Misnab Hashem of the Zohar, and there's no Fakir, it's Mafkir, because the Lav Nikla Soros Mises Bezit, if it had been, it would be Mufke. So it had to be a separate Lav. Okay? I'm not sure if that's part of the answer or not, but it's an Oish B'chol Echol V'Echot, correct? And in the din of Ein Oish K'mas Hirin, we also know that there's an Ashola. Okay? Now, correct? And each one is a separate Mechayev and Ashola. Sure, she is Mechayev, and Asher is Mechayev, correct? But the question is how to play it out. What does it mean? Is it actually happening, the strange thing which the Ramban's talking about, that this Ashola is counted twice? Or it means, as I mentioned before, that the Ram is not serious because he counts in the Mina Kotzer, the Chiv Kolis. And it's only that you need it for window dressing that should be an Ashola. The question is, how seriously we're actually using the same pasuk for two separate mitzvahs? But it doesn't make a difference. But the Ram's klolim in general, klal chi, and this klal tells you that this is what has to happen. Okay? It's just you could have hit it, okay, you see. See, the weak point is that if it's a stretch, then who says, then Urishin Kinhir says you do, and in his here, says you can stretch. You see, in Maki Oviv, Makal Oviv, the stretch, it's not a stretch, it's there anyway. So, Mamela, you use it like this, you like this. But here, basically, it's not clear to me, unless you think it's clear to you, that you would have said in Elohim lo yisakalil that it really actually the word could be used as the same. See, I was always wondering, you know, whether when the sefer writes Elohim lo yisakalil, should he mechaber l'shem chol or mistaven l'shem kodesh? And it's an afkamino psul in the sefer Torah. Okay, but it's not so bad because you have the Ramah. Because Ramah says if you mechaber l'shem kodesh on a shem chol, it's not a problem because he came from a Kaddish of Amu. It's a very strange Ramah. And it means that if I write Hashem over here, Elohim, and I have Kavanah for God, you know, okay, so that's it, okay? But writing the Sefer Torah, because of the context, that tells you what it is. The Sefer, okay? You know, in Kabbalah and the Kabbalah, okay? So that's who we're standing in Mitzvah Shem. We'll pick up next week, Buddha.
Okay. Have been to write to two men?
I just call them. Just give me a second, I'll call them, okay? Please close this. Okay.